Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Greetings and salutations, my wonderful, wonderful people. And, oh, my goodness, we have on the air today Diva Maria. And, Diva, girl, I'm looking at this information that I set up, and it only set up for 15 minutes, and I don't understand why that is. So we're just going to have to roll with it, and we're going to have to do it again. You know, that's how we do it.
15 minutes. Oh, my God.
I know. It should have been an hour, but I think I missed the point when I set it up. This is my first time setting it up in a long time. But, hey, we're going to get it right.
So sure, I have absolute confidence.
Girl, look here. Can I take that to the bank? Take that to the bank. Hey. Well, Ms. Diva, while I am rescheduling your next show, within the next 15 minutes, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Diva Maria. I am a new artist on the scene, and I have been singing since I was 6 years old, actually since I've been old enough to hold a microphone in my hand and understand what music is really all about. My passion in life is music. I think that if there was no music in this world, they just would not rotate.
Ooh. That is interesting. Okay. Now, you said you are an artist. Could you tell us a little bit about your genre of music?
Well, I am that artist who kind of delves into a little bit of everything. I would like to say that neo-soul is probably near and dear to my heart. I actually grew up with a big ear for pop and rhythm and blues music. But I would have to say my music kind of delves more closely alongside the neo-soul type thing.
Okay, if you had to align yourself with or compare, say, you know, an artist that you're similar to, could you give us any names?
Well, I would like to say that I would compare myself mostly to Taylor Dane, and I know she hasn't done anything in quite a many years. But if it had to be someone that was big for her time, it would definitely be Taylor Dane. I think that my voice closely aligns more close to her voice than any other artist out there I can possibly think of. I love Tina Maria. I hold her near and dear to my heart. She is the ultimate diva.
You know, I love me some Taylor Dane, girl.
Oh, really?
You know, I always love you. I will. Oh, I'm telling you, that, you know, that big hair and, woo, girl, I'm telling you. Okay, so, now, Diva Maria.
Yes.
When did you first believe that you could accomplish this part of your life, of your life mission, and what factors came into play when you decided that this is what you're going to do and this is where you're going to go?
Well, as I said earlier, I have been impassioned by music since I was 6 years old. I actually believe, although my mother has not told me it to be so, I actually think that I came out of her womb with a microphone in hand. I really do. It's just something that I've known from a very early age. I think many people don't become inspired at such an early time in their lives knowing that they're going to do such a thing. I remember growing up in my household, you know, watching the big shows at that time, the Solid Gold, the Dance Fever, the Donny and Marie Osmond show, for God's sakes. You know, I remember watching those shows and thinking to myself, you know, this is something I have to do. I have to be one of those people on the stage. Now, I have done many things in my life. I've actually tried to go around the whole idea that I actually would probably ever be a singer. But I really believe something that Joel Osteen, the pastor, says, and I'm a very spiritual person as well, that if you keep coming back full circle to something, even though you try to deny it, you try to escape it, but if you keep coming back to something time and time again, probably the big guy above is probably trying to tap on your shoulder and tell you that that's the thing that you're supposed to be doing with your life. So I've known that I've wanted to do this since six. I've been trying to actually get into the music business since I was 17 years old. But really, to answer your question, I believe at 36 years old, that's when it really hit me hard. And it's almost as if an inner voice, or voice from above, if you will, was telling me, Maria, this is your time. You need to do something about it. As a matter of fact, Ms. Raines, I actually sang of one of the songs that's on my upcoming single. Many songs have been given to me like that. I actually dream of a lot of my hits. So music has just been with me since I was a kid.
Wow, that is interesting. At 6 years old, see, you know divas know at an early age. Divas
yeah, we
know
do, we
at
do.
An early age.
That's right.
Okay, now so you talked about how you did that. And so when did you, you said now 36, that's when it hit you and knocked you off your feet. When did you turn your passion into a workable business?
Well, it was not until recently, and I would say May of this very year, that I actually met up with my executive producer manager, who is William Upshaw, because what I had done was I had gone onto one of these talent boards, and I had saw this advertisement that he was looking for the next national recording artist. Now, you know, of course, I go on these search boards all the time, and I look at these things, and I say to myself, okay, well, you know, why not? I got to give it a try because I'm the most curious person when you start talking about the music business because, let's face it, it is the single hardest industry to break into. So with a long story short, I basically answered his message. He contacted me, and that's how this whole ball really started going into motion. And ever since then, we've just been full speed ahead with it.
That is awesome. Now, you said you answered a message board?
Yeah, it was actually one of those talent websites.
Do you have the email address for our listeners?
Yes, it was the exploretalent.com website, and that's where his posting was. But I had actually been on Explore Talent for a very long time myself, and that's how he actually found me. And he contacted me that way, and as we say, the rest is history.
And we all love history, especially when we win.
Yeah. That's right, absolutely.
When we come out on top, baby, we love it.
That's right.
Okay.
I know I do.
Now, okay, so you decided, okay, since six, you are you saw ahead into the future. You're the diva. At 36, it just knocked you on your back. You answered this ad, and now you have this passion, this business that you're doing. So what was the biggest advice or quality you could share? What is the biggest advice or quality that you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
Well, I think for anybody who wants to be any kind of entertainer, first of all, what you're initially going to do, and I think this is what most people do, especially when you're coming into this thing a little bit later than you actually may have wanted to be coming into it, you've got to maintain some level of positivity and not think about all the naysayers and not think about the way the business is usually aligned. You know, I think most huge artists came into this thing when they're probably in their teens or early 20s. And I would just like to tell the listeners out there, please, you got to understand that if you have a talent, maybe it didn't dawn on you right away that you had it, but then when you knew you did have it, go out and do something about it. Make yourself visible. Do karaoke if you want to be a singer. If acting is your thing, be acting. You know, get out in the theaters. Do some drama. But first of all, the thing that I hold near and dear to my heart is knowing that I can do it. And just never stop believing that. And even if you go out and you do some shows and maybe people aren't all that happy with you, keep trying. Always aspire. Never take no for an answer because I believe that anybody who has ever had that attitude in life, they have always been the ones who have aspired. So my message is never, ever give up on your dreams.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's a song.
Hey, don't give me any ideas, Ms. Raines.
Don't give me
any ideas.
Look, I want 2%. I want 2%, and his name has to be Michael.
Okay, yeah, all right. I'll see if I can remember that.
All righty. What would you say the time frame of what you wanted to do with this? And so, like, you want to write a song. So, like, you're about to write a song. What's the time frame from you creating the idea to the completion? How long does that normally take? And like, what is your method?
Well, I think the answer to that question kind of varies as far as I'm concerned, but I really think that most artists would be able to relate to me when they say and when I say that sometimes your best work just comes to you and it comes fast. And when it comes like that, it kind of hits you like a freight train, and you know, you have one decision to make. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it, and you just got to write those words down. The music's in your head. You got to take action at that moment, and I know that's what's happened to me. I really don't really have a method per se. As I have said, a lot of my really good pieces come to me in dreams. And the funny thing about it is over the years, so many great songs have come to me in dreams, and unfortunately, you know, I didn't have a dictaphone right beside my bed, you know, back in the 80s, you know, I don't think those were very accessible or very inexpensive at that time. But, you know, I don't think I always had one by my bedside. So many times a lot of these great songs probably escaped, and who knows where they could have been in today. But a lot of things come to me in dreams, and sometimes I can just be sitting somewhere and boom, there it is, there's the idea, and I just got to get a pen and paper and jot it down real quick. So I just think I've been given inspiration for songs. As a matter of fact, I know that God has definitely blessed me with insight on good music. And I think now that I'm older and wise enough, I definitely take heed to that, and I understand that when he's given me a good idea, take it for what it is and run with it. Don't take it for granted.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Okay, so we have 2 minutes before we have to go back and come back.
This is okay.
See, that's why I know you're an entertainer, because you go with the flow, baby.
That's right. That's the only way to go.
Hello? Just, you know, only sound is upstream.
That's right.
So, now, your manager is cousin to D'Angelo.
Yes, he is.
Now, so do you think that with him, with his connections and your voice, do you think his connections to D'Angelo has helped your career at a whole different level? Because, you know, we know D'Angelo.
Sure.
And if you don't know the pictures, I can show you to the website. But
and there's definitely one video that I think we all can say we just can't forget. And I think most ladies know what I'm talking about.
Girl, look, don't get me started. I'm going to need to go repent this weekend. So how has that been a benefit to you, and how have you been able to utilize that with some of the things that you're trying to do?
Well, certainly in this business, you definitely need somebody with major connections in your court. And certainly having Bill on my side and knowing that he knows so many people in the business and he knows the right connections to connect to, he knows the right venues to play at, That has certainly been most advantageous for me because, you know, coming into this thing yourself and trying to get it off the ground yourself without that type of support, you'd be lost. So, you know, he really is kind of like, he's my right hand, and he's vocal for me, he's instrumental for me, and he makes things happen. So, you know, versus me trying to make this happen myself, I don't know if I would have already come as far ahead as he already has for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is awesome. Okay, so now you're in the business.
Mm-hmm.
We have 56 seconds, so make it good. Make it good. Then we go come
okay,
back.
Okay, I'll try my best to make it good. I'll make
so
it big, and I'll make it good.
Okay, big and good. Good and big.
That's right.
So when you started developing your sound, what were some of the things that you looked at and that came out of you? Because I know, you know, I'm not a singer. I like to play crazy and act and all that good stuff. So that's my thing. But I know when it comes to developing, I have a certain way. How did you develop your sound?
By listening to a whole bunch of inspirational, really good artists. And I will tell you, Barbara Streisand was definitely one of the people who was at the top of that list. you know, surrounding myself with the old-time music, the voices that when they really used to sing, they got a message out. I think I've just had so many different influences that it pretty much has personified me into Diva Maria. So it really was the things that I grew up with, you know, the Tina Marie's, the Taylor Danes, the Otis Reddings, the Teddy Pendergrass, the Donna Summers, you know, the people with the great voices. And I like to take a little bit from all of the artists and kind of make it into me. I learn a lot from listening. You know, I certainly love Patti LaBelle. So from all those great artists, I kind of have created me, if you will.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Diva, we're going to hang up, and then you're going to call back in 10 minutes because they won't let me do it on the 15-minute of an hour. I have to do it in a half an hour. Curse you, conspiracy theory.
That's what it sounds like today.
I know. Okay. So we're going to hang up, and you're going to call back in like 10 minutes, and then we're going to start again for a solid 30 minutes. How about that?
Excellent. Sounds good to me. I will call you in 10.
Okay. All right. See you in 10.
Bye-bye.
Bye.